coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. If you've ever witnessed the coronation of a new monarch, either in person or through televised coverage, you've no doubt witnessed the majesty of that moment. Dignitaries, royalty, leaders from around the world, and throngs of everyday people. The atmosphere bubbling over with excitement and bursting with obvious joy when the reaction of those gathered turns to cheering, chanting, singing, and clapping of hands. A truly awe-filled moment that is not quickly forgotten. Until, of course, that new reigning monarch begins making changes that you don't quite like or support. But this king, the king of all kings, is different than mere earthly kings and lords. After all, earthly kings are, well, earthly, sinful humans who are always prideful, selfish, wanting to impress the people around them with whatever means are necessary. Even good kings and queens cannot escape the earthly lures and temptations of power, eventually often falling into the traps of popularity, pretense, and shallow purpose when public image is at stake. And sometimes they worry too much about their own personal image rather than who they are in Christ. Attempts to make all the people happy all the time will fail every time. But the king of our psalm today, the Lord, is our omnipotent and holy God, the Lord Most High, who sits on his throne forever, reigning over not just one earthly kingdom, one nation, one group of people, not even just one group called Christians, but over all creation in heaven and on earth, all people, all nations, for all time. He is a righteous ruler, a compassionate king, a merciful God, and a faithful Father. By all rights, we should be terrified to even think about standing before our God who is so powerful, majestic, and all-knowing. I seriously quiver at the thought of it. Just think for a minute about the fact that God is truly all-knowing, which means knowing just how rotten we all are in our thoughts and in our actions. Thankfully, God knows that we can't handle such an encounter face-to-face with God, for we would surely collapse in fear and guilt. So he sent us his Son, mercifully, graciously, and out of the deepest sort of love we will ever fully understand until our arrival into heaven, to be our intercessor, our Savior, or in the words of the psalmist today, to be our heritage, our inheritance, forever. For the Israelites of the Old Testament, their inheritance was not only the promised land, but also faith in the hope of the promised Savior, as it was also for the New Testament believers in the work of Jesus Christ. And great news that remains the promise for all believers today, tomorrow, and into infinity, salvation through Christ Jesus. That promise is the reason we shout for joy at all times and in all places. Do you ever wonder how we can be expected, though, to sing these praises or clap our hands in joy when we are burdened in this life with so many problems, so many sufferings? According to God's word and will, it is because of that, whether we are in the midst of personal issues, natural disasters, evils against us at the hand of other people, or simply the endless pile of small, everyday frustrations, Our God still reigns. And because God still reigns, that means that Satan, who's the author of sin and evil and all the suffering, has already been defeated and cannot snatch us out of our Father's hand. Although it's true that while we still have life on earth, Satan can cause all kinds of evil and to make our life downright miserable, hoping to get us to give up on and reject God. By God's grace through faith, the power of His Word is stronger in the life of a Christian, leading us to eternal life. And in that, we can find great and abounding joy and great comfort, knowing that the Lord, who has promised to be with us, is with us, whether we are suffering or whether we are celebrating. God's reign is not a physical geographical area. That would be far too limiting for this awesome God. So His kingdom is partially invisible, unable to be seen right now by human sight, but hidden within us. When we were baptized and reborn into a child of God, the kingdom of God became very near to us, existing in our hearts and in our minds. It is God's action that He created this faith we possess, and that the Holy Spirit who continues to allow us to grow in that faith and good works. Which means there is also a visible part of God's kingdom, our good works in Christ. God commands us to love Him and to love our neighbor, and by faith we are able to do that. A lot of people get hung up about who their neighbor is, but the bottom line is, a neighbor is anyone, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ, who need our good works, whether it is food, clothing, a place to sleep, transportation, an encouraging phone call, a kind ear, a friendly smile, or most importantly, our prayers. The nearness of God's kingdom in these ways is our proof that our God does indeed reign, because we don't do these things on our own. Neither the invisible or visible parts of God's kingdom are due to any action or merit on our own part, but both are gifts from our Heavenly Father. The entire universe is from God and under His reign. All nations, Jew and Gentile, believers and unbelievers, men and women, young and old. While it's true that Satan has been allowed to dominate the earth, which we attribute to the original sin through the first man, Adam, God hasn't left us all to fend for ourselves against Satan. We'd all be doomed if that were the case. But in His infinite mercy toward His beloved children, you and me, He gives us His Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith and lovingly draw us to Himself for salvation. The absolute joy of living with a sure and certain hope of everlasting life around the throne of Christ, our King of Kings in heaven, when we finally depart from this veil of tears, is what separates the life of believers from the life of unbelievers. So yes, no matter what else happens in our lives, we will sing praises, and sing more praises to our Most High Lord for all His benefits to us. We pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful that in Your great mercy You have saved us, a sinful, fallen race. Though we don't deserve it, You allow us to live joyfully in the knowledge of Your abiding love for us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.